Family and friends honor the death of fallen soccer referee Ricardo Portillo. The Great Salt Lake Council discusses gays and the Boy Scouts. And the Salt Lake City Arts Council announces the lineup for the Twilight Concert Series. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, May 9th. I'm Brian Grimmett. A funeral was held last night for Ricardo Portillo, the 46-year-old soccer referee who died after allegedly being punched in the head by a 17-year-old goalie. Friends and family attended the service dressed in white t-shirts and soccer jerseys to honor Portillo. KUER's Whitney Evans was there.
Hundreds of people trickled into the sanctuary at Our Lady of Guadalupe, hoping to pay their respects to Ricardo Portillo. Some paced the halls silently. Some kneeled to pray. Others spoke softly in Spanish as music played. The service, spoken in Spanish, focused on Portillo's involvement in the community and his kindness. The priest reminded mourners that Portillo's mission is complete, but they must carry on his legacy.
Antes de dar la bendición final, muchísimas gracias. Primero, señor cura,
Following the service, a group carried Portillo's casket out the front door of the church to a white hearse. Portillo's friends describe him as a reliable, funny man with a passion for soccer. Mario Vasquez had known Portillo for 10 years.
I mean, besides the field, besides the soccer, we have the game. Can you help us to volunteer to do something? Yeah, why not? Just tell me when and what time, and I'll be there. And he was there. He accomplished his work.
During a soccer game last month, witnesses say Portillo was citing a teenage soccer player with a yellow card warning for rough play when the young man struck him. Portillo was taken to the hospital, where he lapsed into a coma and later died. Tony Yapios is a friend of Portillo's family. He says the incident struck a nerve in the sports community.
As parents, as, you know, we have to teach our kids how to just respect the call. If the referee makes a call, you know, respect that and walk away from it, you know, and you'll be a better person from that.
On Wednesday, the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office charged the 17-year-old male who allegedly struck Portillo with a third-degree felony. If he is tried as an adult, a conviction could carry a prison sentence of up to 5 years. Portillo's remains will be returned to his hometown of Guadalajara, Mexico. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Members of the Boy Scouts Great Salt Lake Council met yesterday to discuss how to vote on a proposal to partially lift a ban on gays in the organization. A final vote on the plan will take place at a national meeting later this month. KUER's Terry Gilday reports.
The Great Salt Lake Council will send 15 voting members to a meeting of the Boy Scouts of America National Council in Irving, Texas on May 20th. There they will join almost 1,400 other members who will decide if the century-old organization should change its policy banning gay members. Last month, scouting officials announced a proposal that would allow gay youth into the organization but exclude gay adults. After meeting Wednesday morning to discuss the proposed policy change, officials from the Great Salt Lake Council released a statement saying they, quote, unanimously passed a motion to allow each of our 15 voters to vote their conscience as to what is in the best interest of our youth members, the council, and the BSA, end quote. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the charter organization for the majority of scouting units in Utah. In a statement last month, church officials said they were satisfied with the efforts by scouting officials to address the issue of whether or not to openly admit gay members. Recent surveys of scouting members done both on a local and national level show a majority would prefer to retain the current policy that bans all homosexuals from membership. Terry Gilday, KUER News.
With performers like the Flaming Lips, Belle and Sebastian, and Grizzly Bear coming to the Twilight Concert Series, the Salt Lake City Arts Council expects another banner year. Casey Jarman is the series director. He says schedule challenges have made it rare for him to be able to land the good bands on the first try.
I think this year, certainly for the Flaming Lips, the National, and Grizzly Bear, those are three artists that I've looked at for a long time. worked very hard at both Grizzly Bear and the National for several years, and now they're on board, so I'm particularly, you know, happy about that and very excited to see them. They're amazing groups.
Jarman says seeing multiple generations of families at concerts is always great, but he strives to be progressive.
The music is just, you know, it's timeless, really, and it's great for all generations, but it's the generation that is coming up that is really excited about this stuff. So we see quite a bit of that with parents and kids coming down.
Jarman says the season ticket price of $35 is still a draw, and the Pioneer Park location is unchanged. In 2012, the series averaged 16,000 people per concert. Individual show tickets will be $5 again this year. Notch Peak is a 9,600-foot mountain about 35 miles west of Delta, and from the top, it's a 2,000-foot drop straight down. That's one reason why it's become a favorite spot for base jumping, jumping off the cliff using wing chutes and parachutes. There have been two fatalities there in the past year, one just 10 days ago. 35-year-old Fernando Mata had been at the peak for several days with a group of friends, hiking for each jump more than 4 miles to the top of the mountain and taking videos to post on the Internet. Lieutenant Morris Burton with the Millard County Sheriff's Office says Mata jumped with another man and a woman late on Saturday, April 28th.
But the first man that went off got good lift from his suit and had a successful jump. This woman said that she went off just right on the heels of the gentleman that died. And she said they were not getting good lift. She recognized that right away and veered off to the side and took a different path that gave her a more clear path to get down.
Mata, though, crashed into the cliff and was killed. It took authorities using helicopters until Monday to recover his body. Lisa Reed with the Bureau of Land Management says base jumpers at Notch Peak don't have to get a permit or even to tell anybody where they are.
You know, we can only manage so much, and if people choose to jump off cliffs, that is a choice that they make.
Base jumping is prohibited at national parks, but legal at BLM sites.
A worker apparently triggered an explosion at an oil well in the Uinta Basin yesterday. The Uinta County Sheriff's Department says 28-year-old Tyson Bourne of Neola was killed by the blast. He worked for Bourne Construction. Another man was injured and taken to the hospital. Deputies say Bourne was doing some kind of welding on the tank or a valve. He says the tank contained a mix of crude oil and wastewater. And finally, a Texas-based software company announced plans to expand in Utah yesterday. Solar Winds Incorporated of Austin is taking up the state's offer of tax incentives tied to the number of jobs they create. Solar Winds says it could create 1,000 jobs in Utah over the next 2 decades. Solar Winds makes a broad range of software products for large and small companies, notably for network monitoring and cloud computing. And that is your KUER News Pod for Thursday, May 9th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmick.